from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Department of Homeland Security officials say they're not going to follow a New Jersey law that bans ICE agents from wearing masks. On Wednesday, Governor Mikey Sherrill signed a bill into law that requires all law enforcement to show their identity while performing duties. Homeland Security officials say this will put ICE agents in danger and call the new law unconstitutional. They say they shield their identity to protect themselves and their families from online harassment and assaults. The blue license plate could return to New Jersey vehicles. The plate with the yellow letters on a light blue field was the official license plate of the Garden State between 1979 and 1991. State Senator Kristen Corrado has again introduced legislation to authorize the Motor Vehicle Commission to sell the throwback plates. The Republican says the impetus behind the plate's return is nostalgia.
It reminds us of when we first got our license and how exciting it was to get that first car and have that blue plate on it.
If the bill were to pass, the MVC would have to receive 500 applications at a cost of $50 each to make the blue plate a reality. Following months of squabbling with the county, John Bon Jovi's pop-up Soul Kitchen Cafe at the Ocean County Library in Toms River will cease operations by the end of next month when its lease is up. The Ocean County Library Commission voted not to renew the lease on the space. The pop-up's been a point of contention with Mayor Dan Roderick, who complained the cafe had become a dumping spot for homeless people. The news made possible by DC Equipment and Supplies, from schools to warehouses, Clean Matters. Scrubber Doctor at DC Equipment and Supplies delivers fast, expert equipment repairs and reliable refurbished machine options to keep you moving and on budget. Visit DCEquipment.com, the smart choice for busy facilities. There appears to be a surge of moving activity in New Jersey.
A professional moving company called Safeway Moving says they have had a recent increase in demand for moving services. The company says residents are upgrading to larger homes, going to different apartments, or relocating within the same region. There's also been an increase in small commercial moves across the Garden State. The company points to growing moving activity in a number of places, including Jersey City, Hoboken, and Newark. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. You can ditch the jacket for today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've reached the warmest day of the week, and the bulk of the daytime hours here will be bright and dry, but heads up for big changes starting around 12 to 18 hours for now. We're going to see some good sun through the midday hours here, then clouds build in later on. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs this afternoon around 70 degrees for most of the state, cooler at the shore. A wave of rain will push in late tonight, around midnight. Could be some rumbles of thunder through tomorrow morning. Temperatures will start to fall from the 60s to around 50 by daybreak. Tomorrow morning looks wet, widespread scattered rain for New Jersey, tapering off to lingering showers to the south tomorrow afternoon. It'll stay cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Temperatures settle in the 40s tomorrow afternoon. And then Saturday, mostly sunny, but pretty cold and blustery. High Saturday, only 40 to 45. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Edison Infinity. Luxury isn't just the vehicle, it's also how you're treated. Lease a 2026 QX60 for just $389 a month for 24 months. See dealer for details. Edison Infinity, they're on Route 1, or you can find them online. That's at EdisonInfinity.com. Right now, around New Jersey, Belvedere 56, Old Bridge is 63, and it's 62 in Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.